It's time now for the Community Corner. I'm your host, Ed Pothel, sitting in for Craig Montana this week. And this morning here on the Community Corner, we are going to be talking about one of our favorite events each and every year. And that, of course, is Texas Ranger Day coming up this weekend in Burton. And we have some guests here in studio. And ladies, if you could, introduce yourselves.
This is Susan Keel. I'm president of the Burton Heritage Society.
This is Steph Jarvis, and I'm secretary of the Burton Heritage Society.
All right, and welcome back to the Community Corner. Of course, y'all were here last year to talk about a fun event. If no one's been part of it, they need to.
Yes.
Texas Ranger Day, if you could tell us what is going on this weekend in Burton.
Well, this is our ninth annual Texas Ranger Day. It's at the Railroad Depot Museum there in Burton at 507 North Railroad Street. Got a great day planned with lots of fun activities for family, kids, everybody. This is a free event. Anybody can come and enjoy the day activities. The only thing we charge for the day is the food, which is really good. We have fajita cookers coming in, lots of teams. It's a lot of fun, and it's $10 to buy a ticket for all you can eat, fajitas and beans, and then we have a $5 charge for kids 5 to 10.
All right, and of course, anybody who's been to this before can testify to the fajitas and beans. It's definitely worth the $10 ticket because you can eat a lot more than that.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome. And then one thing I forgot to mention, too. So we have the judged event for the teams, but then we also have People's Choice Awards, which everybody really likes because that way everyone gets to be a judge as well and vote for their favorite team. So that's a lot of fun for our attendees and for the teams.
And in addition to the food, which is great, we have a lot of other activities that are going to be going on. And the focus for the day is really celebrating past and current Texas Rangers. Mm-hmm. And the day started as a way to remember one famous Texas Ranger who's actually buried outside of Burton in Mount Zion Cemetery, and that was Leander McNelly. And so that's the reason that the event started. And so a big push for the day, of course, is education and sharing this amazing part of our Texas history and about Leander McNelly and other Rangers. We've got reenactments that are going to be happening throughout the day, and a group of men called the Legends of the Texas Rangers are going to portray Rangers through time from 1824 to the 1930s. And so you can visit with them and learn about some of the weapons and the different parts of that history. And then we're really excited, too. We're going to have another thing where we're actually going to have sort of a glimpse of Leander McNelly throughout the day, where we're going to see some folks get sworn in as deputies for McNelly. So that'll be a fun way to remember that history, too.
All right, and also at 1 o'clock, one of the cutest parts of the day.
Yeah. Yes.
Not enough. Using cute for that,
no.
For that event.
No, yeah, cute totally. Overload. Totally. That's our Little Miss and Little Mister Ranger contest. Starts at right at 1 o'clock, so the kiddos can come out decked out in their favorite
Western duds.
And we also have our MC kind of for the day is Country Chick. She does a great job. She kind of brings us through the whole course of the day and has a lot of fun with the kids during that time as well.
All right. And sounds like an awful lot of fun throughout the day.
All right. Excuse me.
Whoa.
Excuse me.
Whoa. Oh, what's going on here? What?
Well, I'm looking for someone. Ed Pothel?
Yeah.
Are you he?
That's me. Yeah,
is that you?
So that is I.
Well, let me introduce myself. I'm Judge Hangum High.
Uh-oh.
I'm with the 125th Circuit Court of Texas. And I was over at the courthouse filling out some warrants and summons, and I just happened to see this summons. And I had to serve this personally to you. And this summons says that you will have to appear in front of my court in Burton, Texas, this Saturday on the 16th.
I can't think of anything I did, Your Honor.
Well, what you charged with, would you like to know what the charges are?
I sure would.
Being a West Texas dust devil.
Oh, no.
A big bag of hot air. And as we say in the Old West, a bucket mouth. Now, you don't have to answer these charges now, and I would suggest that you hire an attorney for this. But I must warn you, if you don't show up, I'm going to set the Rangers after you.
Wow. Can I plead the fifth?
Sir, if you bring a fifth with you, the court may look leniently upon your charges here, but consider yourself served and show up. Legends of the Texas Rangers will be there from Texas Ranger living history from 1823, and at the very end, 1935, Frank Hamer will be there. All different time periods in Texas history. Of course, we're celebrating Leander McNelly, and he's recruiting for a company of Rangers. So we need little McNellys. They will be sworn in and get a certificate that they can take home with them. And also, I'll be there with my court. If you have grievances against someone and you want to file a warrant for their arrest, there's a fee involved of $5. A ranger will go out and arrest that individual. Their trial will be held and justice will be served. And all the proceeds go to the Heritage Society.
Yes, and the restoration of the Mount Zion Historical Chapel where Leander McNelly is buried. We need to mention that, too.
And he has a very impressive pink granite monument on his gravesite that was paid for by someone he did a lot of service for and stopping cattle rustling. Mm-hmm. King Ranch paid for his head, for his monument.
All right, and I'll tell you, if anybody is up on their history, the Texas Rangers from back in the 1880s to this day, you don't want to mess with them.
No, right? No doubt. No doubt. But we sure are lucky to have them. And that's what we hope to do with this event is thank all of them for their service, for sure.
Well, and we're lucky to have a judge with us right here that can help with the extradition of those cases.
Well, you know, our sheriff is a former Texas Ranger.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he said he retired and became a sheriff. And I said, you didn't retire.
Once you're a ranger, you're
always a ranger. Yeah, but he became a sheriff.
That's it. And this is always, I know there's a lot of fun and everything that goes with this, but it really is a nice glimpse to our state's history and the rich heritage of the Texas Rangers. It really is. It's a nice look back as we can look back on the history of the Texas Rangers here, and especially in the Burton area.
Yes, definitely. We look forward to it every year.
And people don't realize how many former Texas Rangers live in this area. And hopefully some of them will
join
grace us with their presence. And they're interesting people to talk to. And anywhere in the world you go, you mentioned you're from Texas, and they know Texas, and they know Texas Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
And Leander McNelly was, shall we say, a very interesting character. He led from the front. His men said he'd draw his pistol to spur his horse. He didn't say forward or charge or anything. They knew to follow him.
All right. One thing that I've always kind of a fun little anecdote. Good friend of mine when he lived in this area was Texas Ranger Earl Pearson, who used to live in this area. Great man, nice man, and became one of the top echelon leaders of the Texas Rangers. And he once gave me his card and said, when you go back to Massachusetts, if you get pulled over, show them this card, and they will just, I'm sorry, and let you go. And so I never got pulled over, but I've still got that card in my wallet. So if I ever get any trouble, I show them that card. And Ranger Pearson said, if I just show them that card, they'll understand that I've got connections to Texas Rangers and they better heed.
Right.
just stand aside.
That's it.
Ed, a few other things we need to mention, too, mm-hmm. before we wrap up.
Okay.
We will have a silent auction during the day. A lot of great items on there for folks to donate back in that way. We also have a great kid zone area with games and activities, crafts all day long for the kids. And
Little Rangerville,
which the kids really enjoy. And we have lots of wonderful volunteers that make that happen. And that's very unique and fun. And then also folk life. We have some folk life demonstrations.
Yes.
Everybody knows Ricky Wegner, a local blacksmith. He and Trevor Smith usually come out and have lots of great handmade forged items for sale, as well as other local folks too.
All right. And again, we urge everybody to head on out. Holly Ryder is going to be there in the KTEX Country Cruiser and broadcasting live Saturday on our sister station, KTEX 106. And we're a proud supporter of Texas Ranger Day. And we again urge everybody to come on out. It is a lot of fun, especially for the kids.
Yes, because it is.
I know, you know, the adults appreciate the history of the Texas Rangers, but the kids, they get out there and they have fun and they start learning about what the Texas Rangers are all about.
And spark that love of history. That's what we hope this event does, too, like all the other great local events throughout our county. There's always something fun to learn and a good education experience as well.
All right. And anything else we need to cover before that?
If they need any more info on the event, definitely they can check our website, which is burtonheritagesociety.org, or visit our Facebook page or call our number for the Heritage Society, which is 979-803-0393.
All right. And that's how you can keep in touch with everything going on as far as the Burton Texas Ranger Day. And, Your Honor, I will have that fifth of sour mash so I can get out of my my.
Well, I look forward to seeing you in front of my court at the bar.
Sounds good.
But I must warn you, we don't have a jail. We just have a cistern.
Uh-oh. Well, I certainly appreciate it. And again, thanks for joining us this morning.
You.
And we urge
Thank
everybody
you.
To head on out this Saturday, downtown Burton, and from noon to 5, Texas Ranger Day, and take a big appetite for the fajitas and beans. So thanks an awful lot for being with us this morning.
Thanks for having us.
All right. This is the Community Corner. And you're listening to KWHI Brenham, FM 101.7, K269GU, KWHI.com.